So I guess they're making it really so easy now for you to be able to get your Halloween candy. I mean, they basically have gunny sacks full of fun-size candy now.
Right.
As you can buy for like $27 and take it home and, you know, hand it out and then eat the rest of it between now and the end of the year.
Pathetic.
But it used to be that it wasn't that way. I mean, it used to be it was very, very limited.
Right.
In that you'd get, remember those little peanut butter logs that were about 2 inches long and, you know, individually wrapped and they'd stick in your teeth for a week.
Yeah, that's those Mary Janes.
Yeah, exactly.
I
and
love
then,
those.
Then, you know, we'd get like little things wrapped up like Brock's candies, hard candy and that kind of stuff.
Tootsie Rolls.
Right. And but because they weren't making fun-size chocolate candy-type things back then, you didn't see it like they have it now. So
that was the best house on the block.
Yeah, they did what?
There was a guy that lived on our block that worked for Hershey or something.
Oh.
And had full-size candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
We used to switch costumes and go to the guy's house two or three times.
People got their hazard lights on pulling up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, I live here. Yeah, yeah. So if you want to go ahead and do something completely different, if you want to hand out something really unusual, a company called thecandywarehouse.com that has disgusting types of Halloween candy for you to buy.
What does that mean?
Well, how about scorpion suckers? These would be little suckers. They do. They look like scorpions.
So not real scorpions.
No, no, no.
Oh, I have friends who've eaten real scorpions.
Well, they have something called toxic waste. I'm scared to try that, but you know, the thing is, though, if you've got kiddos who want to do that kind of thing, they might enjoy that.
Well, the real super sour stuff is real, real popular.
Oh, yeah.
I've tried it, and it will make your head explode.
Well, that's a little bit of that goes a long way. That's for sure. You can use those all the way through Thanksgiving.
Rinse it out in the sink and then enjoy the candy part.
Skeleton pops candy. I guess things that look like skeletons. Eyes of Terror gumballs. Ooh, that's probably pretty cool. You know, you look at it, it looks like an eyeball.
So I was thinking, that's probably pretty gross.
Yeah, well, then there's also Lick Your Wounds candy scabs.
That is nasty.
Shaped like a Band-Aid, and it really sticks to your arm. Okay?
Oh, gross.
Cockroach bites look just like cockroaches. This sounds like my favorite, dripping boogers.
There you go.
You just strap this, you strap this plastic nose on, and the liquid drips out. Yeah, well, again, though, you know, you never know.
I think that's funny.
And then there's earwax candy, which comes with your custom Q-tip, you know, and then it's got this stuff on there. So,
all right, I got a quick punishment for you. This is the best punishment ever.
Okay.
Two parents in Wisconsin were fed up with their daughter who, quote, got fresh.
Okay.
So they said, all right, give me your phone. The daughter was a little upset. Well, not just taking the phone, then they took pictures of themselves doing very silly things and posted them on her Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Oh, talk about the ultimate get even.
I love it. Apparently, she has been a very good young lady for the last several weeks.
Yeah, take note, parents.
Have you seen the video where it's like a dad and he's making his daughter watch this video, but he basically destroys her computer on the video.
Yeah, that happened, what, about 6 months ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Went viral? Sure, yeah. I like the idea of taking pictures and putting it on her Facebook
page. I mean,
it's
like mom and dad trying to be real hip and cool, you know, throwing the peace signs.
Yeah,
and
that's mean.
Oh, I think it's great. Yeah, I love it. When Aaron's that old, I'm all over that punishment.
All right, here you go. Products that have ginormous markups. Products that have ginormous markups. You may already know these. If not, you're in for a little bit. Movie popcorn. How's that? The
Everybody
average markup on movie popcorn is 1,275%.
Holy
my gosh.
Plus, you throw in soda, and that popcorn has the caloric equivalent of 3 McDonald's quarter pounders. 3. See, you go over there and you put that goo on it that you think is, what it was, it's oil, isn't it, that looks like butter?
It looks like butter, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got that all over your fingers, and where does that go? But
on your pants.
Or on the seat.
Yeah.
Always fun.
Now, if I could find a way to do that with a monster, I might kill myself at the movie theater that
really?
Day.
If you could sneak a monster in to do that?
Yep. That would be like the trifecta of cardiac arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
Never get to the end of the movie. You never found out what the Matrix was.
No.
Oh, no.
Prescription drugs. Markups from 200 to 3,000%. You know, again, ask your doctor about free samples or generic substitutes.
Absolutely.
Diamonds. Prepare to pay 50 to 200% more than wholesale, according to thestreet.com.
That's because of the De Beers people.
They do set it, don't they?
Yep.
Bottled water. Some claim water in the bottle has a 4,000% markup. If you turn it around and look and see what the water source is. Always love going in there and buying those big racks of bottles that are, you know, in plastic and weigh. I'm waiting for the first lawsuit. Oh, I hate my back picking up the bottles. Because, I mean, they come in these ginormous 36 wrapped up in plastic pallets, if you will. You know, and it says water source, Fort Worth. Huh?
No, that's the Avion.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the, you know, naive backwards.
That's it. So there you go. It's, I mean, look and see what the water source is. It'll say. Don't buy the one that's bottled in Arkansas because, I mean, it's Arkansas. And salad bars. The markup is more than 350%.
So when you head to the super salad.
Yeah. Items that are not worth their weight. Chickpeas. Radishes. They're just not worth eating anyway. And baby corn. You gotta love that baby corn. This is, I guess, what they're talking about, where you go into the salad bar place and you make it, then you take it over there and weigh it, right? Is that the way that works?
I would assume.
And then you,
it's kind of like spoons,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, so that, yeah, because you do that with yogurt. So, yeah, the baby corn, which I've never understood anyway. I mean, one or two of those is enough. So you got that going. So those are things that are way too expensive. If I were to ask you, what are the worst purchases you ever made in, I don't know, clothing?
Oh, my goodness.
Have one you want to share? All right, here
we
go.
I'm just trying to think.
Well, that's what I mean. All right, here we go. Here are the top nine. I never do top ten. Here are the top nine. Number nine, Crocs. Worst purchase, Crocs. That either of y'all wear Crocs?
I have a pair, but I didn't buy them.
Someone gifted you Crocs? You bought them at a garage. Somebody gave them to you after a garage sale that they couldn't sell them.
Somebody gave me off-brand Crocs from Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't wear them.
It was one of the, you know, got them, they didn't fit, I'm not taking them back, do you want them? Sure.
Have you worn them?
I wear them out the, like, when I go out to get the mail or whatever, right. If I've got, and I wear them when I'm riding my bike.
How often do you wash them? Just saying. I don't know.
Right, occasionally, so, every
now,
time it rains.
How could you tell, what is the difference between the Walmart Crocs and the real Crocs?
I don't have a clue. Kat?
Yeah, it's just like little fakey foam shoes.
Okay, well, what's on the inside of Crocs? Foam? Is there foam in there?
No, it's like a plastic clog.
Right, okay.
Now, mine were really lightweight, the ones I had. It really slippery.
Uh-huh. So you still have them, or?
I think since I never wore them, I think I donated them.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, or it could be a garage sale. Number seven is crop tops. People bought crop tops and said that was a bad decision.
Half shirt.
Number six, yeah. Now, this is, yeah, here you go. Fanny pack. When's the last time you used a fanny pack? Do you own a fanny pack? And if you do, when was the last time you used it?
At Disney, about 2 years ago.
Well, I was going to say, five years ago, fanny packs were the thing, you know, and even longer ago than that. They've been around, but really, they're fanny packs. See-through tops. I've never had one of those.
Ooh.
Number four, fluorescent outfits. Just, you know.
Those are hotter than anything right now.
Because fluorescent is popular right
it
now.
It is extraordinarily popular.
Why?
Because everything that was popular becomes popular again.
Dusty was wearing a shirt the other day that was fluorescent.
Oh, that's right.
He
I don't
wearing,
think
like,
he
that
was.
Yellow green thing.
He wasn't trying to with hip and on top of things.
I read this one and shook my head. Remember velour tracksuit?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I do.
The very idea.
Shell, the formal tracksuit.
Exactly. Shell suits. I don't know what a shell suit
those
is.
Are,
that's like a tracksuit.
They're like nylon. Very. You know,
oh,
the ones
okay.
when people walk down the hall, zip, zop,
yeah,
zip, zop.
The windbreaker
yeah,
material.
Okay, all right. And then the number one bad choice in purchases, leather pants. Never owned any of those.
A lot of chafing in Texas.
Just well, yeah. There, most of the time, I mean, I guess if you're riding a bike, yeah, I can understand why you'd want one out of from a safety standpoint.
No, that's just you get chaps.
Yeah,
because that's what I ride with.
Okay, leather pants.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy leather pants.
Don't think.